I want to draw your attention to a nice phrase that occurs in the section where Dugin writes that the alternative to liberalism must be looked for outside communism and fascism. He says that the area to be searched is designated as the fourth political theory. Now, that's an interesting way of putting it because it shows that the fourth political theory does not first come to light as a substantive theory with its own dogma and its own fully fledged content, but rather as an area to be searched, as he puts it, a field of exploration defined by what it's not. Dugin's approach here is to argue that each of the three political theories is what it is as a whole. If we, so to speak, dismember the whole and let it fall apart into its constitutive parts, we can then consider picking those parts up and using them for something else, now that they've been deprived of their ideological electrical charge, so to speak. When the pieces are all part of an ideological whole, they share in the ideological energy of that whole. But when the whole is dismantled and neutralized, they're just there, lying there, available for use in another project. As Dugin puts it, outside of their strict ideological context, one can find or discover a different or a new meaning for the elements of these ideologies. Dugin must then first show how to neutralize or dismantle the ideological whole, on one hand, and on the other, explain which neutralized elements he proposes to creatively reappropriate for his new theory. And that's what he turns to next. One way to dismember the political theories as ideological wholes is to reject the subject of the political theory, by which Dugin means not the subject matter, what it's about, but rather the key player, agent, or unit of analysis in the theory. The X that stands at the center of the theory in terms of its who, as you'll see in a second. So in each of the three ideologies, he writes, there's a clearly defined historical subject. In liberalism, it's the individual as a rational and volitional unit, having reason and having will. In communism, the subject of the theory is the class. The core of the communists' dramatic version of history, as he writes, is the class structure of society and the conflict between the exploiting and exploited classes, ultimately the bourgeoisie and the proletariat. The individual here is thought of as part of a class-based whole. Classes are the primary agents. And there may be contemporary versions of such thinking that reduce the most important categories of agents to the oppressed and the oppressors, as you probably know. The subject in the third political theory is race in Nazism and the state in fascism. Remember, third political theory has at least those two divisions, Nazism and fascism. The subject in Nazism is the race. The subject in fascism is the state. Fascism is a right-wing interpretation of Hegel's political philosophy, where the state is the peak of historical development and the embodiment of reason. And in Nazism, the historical subject is the Aryan race, which struggles eternally against subhuman races. So each political theory has its subject, its actor, agent. The fourth political theory rejects each of these subjects. And in this case, we're clearly doing more than just combining the subjects of the three political theories. Instead, we're approaching the task of theory building with new philosophical phenomenological resources. All these exotic hypotheses, Dugin writes, offer us new, and this time not entirely conservative, capabilities. Therefore, it is not worthwhile to reject them in advance simply on the basis of their author's sympathies towards Marxism and their leftist affiliation. That's what he says, and I want to make sure that we grasp the full significance of that remark. Dugin is entirely open to seriously considering alternative notions of subjectivity, even as they are developed on the postmodern left, because his basic orientation here is still one of searching, experimenting, exploring, and playing with possibilities. In my opinion, this attitude is characteristic of Dugin as a thinker across his writings. He's always prepared to survey a large field in order to see what valuable thoughts and ideas he can glean from other authors, even those who may differ radically from him politically. The third hypothesis about a subject for the fourth political theory is Dasein. Dasein, Dugin writes, is described in Heidegger's philosophy at length through its existential structure, which makes it possible to build a complex, holistic model based on it, which can lead to a new understanding of politics. The idea here is that what Heidegger had analyzed as Dasein can provide a new foundation for understanding politics, which is not reducible to individualism, class-based thinking, statism, or racism. Dasein gives us a new way of looking at politics, of understanding politics, and of constructing a political theory. A simple first approximation of what Dasein means, for those of you who haven't yet studied Heidegger, is this, that whereas individual is a narrow and partial interpretation of the meaning of human being, Dasein is the most fundamental understanding of who we are. Dasein can interpret itself in a distorted way as an individual, but the distorted interpretation is secondary, whereas the fact that we are a self-interpreting being in the world is primary. Dasein is the name for that fundamental being in the world. And if we turn our attention to what Heidegger wrote about ourselves in that light, about ourselves as grasped at our deepest ground or as accessed in the most basic and fundamental way, then we suddenly have access to a host of new resources for the development of the fourth political theory. So, a point I'm going to repeat later in the lecture, there's more to being human than being an individual. And that doesn't mean that, well, for example, you're individuals, but you're also family members, or you're individuals, but you also belong to a community. Because if you have methodological individualism as your primary starting point, then you say, yeah, but what is a community? A community is just individual plus individual plus individual until you reach a certain sum. And the community is the sum of individuals. In other words, the individual is primary, the community is secondary. All of this is to say that what Heidegger gets at when he's trying to understand, in part, what does it mean to be? What is the meaning of being? And therefore, who is the human being? Why do we have a rough understanding of being in the first place? When Heidegger does this whole philosophical inquiry, he gets at ourselves as something that he thinks is more fundamental than any of our customary self-interpretations, whether as individual or as race, state, or anything else. Even more fundamental than body, soul, and spirit, even more fundamental than rational animal, Dasein. So Dugin says, we could work with that. That could be something. There's an area there for us to mine. And if we accept the hypothesis of Dasein as actor, Dugin writes, we get a broad map in order to navigate the construction of history necessary for political theory.